Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, doctor.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. It's your own shoe.
Hot like I lie.
Yeah, but I'm honest about
no,
it.
How much energy do you think it would take to power up?
What, a spirit bomb?
Just power up.
What, in myself?
Like Dragon Ball Z power up.
Oh, I don't know.
How much energy did it take?
I always used to try though.
Like by that time, I'm sure you'd be kaput, bruv.
What, by the time you
yeah,
power
yeah,
up?
By the time you
all that shouting was long.
Yeah, yeah. What was his name, Jalen? My name is
oh,
Jalen.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm a Super Saiyan.
What?
Oh,
that was
my
a legendary
Lord.
Video. Man was powering up. Are you mad?
Bro.
I would love to be in that mindset again where I didn't feel stupid just standing there going,
bro, adulthood.
that was primary school.
Adulthood is dampening.
For you, that was secondary school for me.
You was doing that in the secondary school playground.
In secondary school.
When was Jalen?
I watched that in uni, but
I don't
wasn't
toss
doing
about
it.
Jalen, I get to toss about
you, yeah, because yeah, you're my guy in
playground shouting.
Yeah, bro. In year 7, 8, 9, you weren't doing it.
Oh, my guy.
So you came into year seven as a gangster.
You're crazy. As soon as I got to them school gates, I was like, I need to get rid of.
To an all boys school.
Any ounce.
So you were doing this around girls?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Any ounce of weakness, you had to leave at the door.
I was wrestling at in school.
We can fight.
That's different because you can be like,
invisible ropes.
Was it that we were watching Dragon Ball Z? Was that primary school?
No, I was watching Dragon Ball Z in secondary school.
It in school.
But we weren't playing Dragon Ball Z. No,
I was definitely throwing fireballs, bruv.
What? That's said you got flame. You got fire. That's a Hadouken. Yeah.
You lot are playing too
definitely
much.
We were playing wrestling in school.
Running as well.
No, but we were doing, I didn't do that. But
there was the invisible sword.
Actually I lied, I did, because I remember throwing my blazer back to like the wind.
Who was you playing with? Who was you playing with?
My friends.
No, but name them.
I don't know, bro.
This
I'm not
is Joint Enterprise.
I don't want to throw them
bring
out
some
there.
People down with you. Joint Enterprise.
I was definitely doing wrestling with Kevin, Chris, David.
Man said, I'll point him out. Kevin, Chris.
Because you know what's so mad? Man sent me a video the other day, yeah? And it was when we were in school. And afterwards, we went back to David's house, innit, yeah? Mm. And we were just playing games or whatever. Then we decided, okay, now let's do wrestling, innit?
What?
The way the man said, let's wrestle.
I
wouldn't be mad of giving him the helmet for playing Dragon Ball Z in secondary.
I'm not mad at that.
Why would you give it to me?
I'm not mad at that because that's just crazy. democracy, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have that, bruv.
I don't care. I'm not ashamed. I don't care. I hope this is a badge of honor. But yeah, I remember he sent me a video and I don't know what happened. I think I jumped off the top rope or something. The couch.
Yeah. I, the couch, though. Turnbuckle.
Everything. And then, like, I tried to get up and I banged my hair on the door, innit?
Yeah.
Like, but he sent me the video the other day and I was like, oh shit, this was.
Oh, you time. Actually had a video of he you banging your head?
Pixelated.
Video, bro.
Swear down. That must whole have been on video. BGA, bro.
If I could find it, I'll show you lot and then I'll see if I can be bothered to put it
wrestling
on
at home. Fam, what? It was that lit. Corner of the couch, you know that bit that you're not supposed to sit on or put any weight on.
You can't swanton bomb off it. It's gotta be frog splash only.
Yeah.
Definitely no swanton. Swanton's your movie. You're breaking
your neck, yeah.
Aye, have you ever landed on your neck and your neck just hot?
Oh no, I didn't even jump off. I just banged my head.
Look at him. You thought it was acrobatic.
No. This video is so dumb. Watch it. Hold on. Start it again.
These Samsungs, bruv.
Who's that first you, bruv?
Oh, this guy's dumb. He just turned into... Look at him. Look at him. He's going to turn into the actual door. Look at him.
He said he jumped.
He just turned into it. You're an acrobat like that.
That was mad.
Donuts.
But yeah, that was good times, man.
Yeah, indeed.
Parents at work just mashing up the house.
Oh, man. Guys, if you're listening, if you're watching... Wherever you are, like, comment, subscribe.
Do all of
comment
that.
Under the comments that people are commenting.
Be arguing.
Argue. If someone's chatting shit, tell them you're chatting shit. If I'm chatting shit, tell VPs chatting shit.
No, don't do that. Tell
them you're chatting shit. All right, how long ever since you lot been gym?
Since before Jamaica.
Was it last week?
Yeah.
Once.
How was it?
Oh, that's a good
horrible.
Job.
It was horrible.
Oh, man.
I went ham for a month and I did leg day twice. First leg day was shocking because I did like a third legs and two thirds arms.
Yeah. I wanted to feel like you did legs, innit?
No, because whose legs did I see? Yeah. And I thought, nah, I can't be in DLT motor with legs looking like that, bro.
Whose legs?
I saw my legs in the mirror. That's what happened.
It was your legs.
It was my own legs.
He saw his own legs.
It was my own legs. I saw my legs, yeah. Do you know the thing with legs, yeah? It depends on the shorts.
Certain
shorts can make your legs look mash up.
Yeah. Like,
what, the baggy ones?
You remember the school PE shorts? You know, like, if the wind hits it and it's all stuck to your leg, but it's still flailing.
Those
have your legs looking trash. Like,
but man ain't wearing them kind of shorts. No, the one like, it had like a bit of a silver, shiny strip on it.
White Hall Clovers thing, innit?
Yeah.
And then there's like Nike shorts are calm because they come like to the knee. The shorts shows a bit of like quad, but not actual quadricep.
Yeah.
So just peak. Above the knee. That just above the knee.
Yeah, like it looks trash. But if you got a high pant,
yeah,
like up here, like you're shirt and thigh.
Where did you get those at?
He's a bad B,
bruv. What? Those sound like you know them cheerleader ones, like girls wear in between training and that.
You can't tell me in America it's high. Short. I'm wearing a high pant. No, swim pants.
Those are the gym ones. You know, gym guys, they love it. They love to roll up their thing. And footballers,
they roll up
their pant, their short all the way, so it looks like they're wearing the pants.
I wouldn't wear those pants to the gym. I'm talking swimming pant. Like high swim pant is calm.
That's the word. I just find them
not like speedos or wild.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know why. I just find
Real Love Island vibes.
It's how it looks. It looks better on skinny legs.
It does. Because you're showing the whole leg.
Yeah, so it's like no one can say.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be like, oh, his calves are mad small. Because he's got the quad there too. Yeah, and the hammy too.
It's all there.
You can see I got
the hammy on him.
It's in proportion, isn't it? Like you can tell because my calves are trash.
Trash calves. I used to think my calves were quite. Because
you know,
I don't know if you could build calves.
This is the thing. You see the way you can build arms.
You can't.
Why don't legs build the same?
They're not.
You're always
not
working
like
the legs as well. So I know
the henchest man who don't skip leg day and they still got small legs, bro.
I'm doing hamstring curl.
Leg day is pointless.
You know the one where you lay flat and curl your legs. I'm doing that, hamstrings all hurting, feel like it's gonna pop after 7 reps.
Leg day is proper pointless. I don't know what
is worse after leg day. Is it walking upstairs or downstairs, bruv?
All down can be mad.
Up is tough.
Descending stairs.
I like the feeling of walking upstairs. I don't like the feeling of walking downstairs.
Like a fool, innit?
Yeah, fool down. The you feeling really of need upstairs to hold is the that railing. I'm still working this.
Yeah.
The feeling of walking downstairs is that, bro, you can leave me at any time. And I'm done
like,
at this.
At my age, I don't give a fuck. I've got to that age where it's like, I don't care how my legs look.
No, I
don't care. You can't make me think.
You're not even skinny. Like,
I'm not, yeah. But the thing is, my legs aren't, I ain't got.
You ain't like, got tone, but they're not skinny.
I've got a bit of thunderous.
Someone can think you work them.
I'm a bit thunderous there, but my calves will.
I think that's what the problem is. People assume that if you've got skinny calves, it's because you don't work them.
I don't.
No, I know that, but I'm saying even if you did, it would just be more toned than skinny, bruv. Nobody looks at somebody's toned calf and says, "Oh, he's got good calves."
No, but people that ride bikes have calves. Apparently, that's the way you can build your calf.
I've seen them. But the ones that ride the calf is looking bigger than the thigh sometimes. Yeah. It's mad.
I've never seen a black man with calves, man.
Oh, what you saying? We can't get them?
I've never seen it. Genetically, it might just not be for us.
We can't do it. We don't need it.
The only person might be Clarence Seedorf or somebody. You know, like that.
Yeah, you know,
that guy's just stacked. And
Adriano's probably got a serious calf with it.
But it's not like, you know, like it's where the calf and the ankle's all one, some people.
Yeah.
Like
that might Cankle. Be
Adrio- no,
yeah.
no, that's that. No.
Cancels.
I knew you were
going to
say
that.
It's fine. You're smart.
Yeah, go on.
You're smart. Yeah, well done. You've grown. Media hat.
Yeah. I mean, so like.
Damn, I was going to say it again. I was going to. Go on. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like that.
But I can't tell what hurts more, man. I did legs because at this point, I'm in DLT Malta.
Yeah. That's right.
I hope. You know, like the way they're moving, there was cancelling flights.
What, to Malta?
Not to Malta.
Everywhere.
Just cancelling
flights. Oh, in general, BA's been on a vibe.
Yeah, people got there. Do you know what's peak? People got to the airport, they're saying, we'll compensate you and we'll do this and we'll do that. Don't take it. If you take this compensation now, you can't get more later.
Yeah, bro, do you know they're not thinking of the fact that man had to take annual leave.
Yeah, bro.
Are you going to compensate me my annual leave? Because right now,
I have to go to work tomorrow.
The emotional abuse of taking my holiday away from me on the day is mad. Especially after I turned up at the airport.
Do you know why? They said that because they're understaffed.
Yeah.
Are there pilots? Is all I need to know.
Word.
I'll get my
If man has no amenities on this plane, no beverages, it's fine.
I'll leave the change on the counter, my guy. Is there pilots?
We're getting all inclusive. I'll eat and I'll drink when I get to the telly.
What the hell, man? Saying there's no one to check you in. I'll check in.
I'll check in. It's me. Trust me.
I'll check. I know my name, bro. I'll put it in the system. You think I'm here
more
for
time
reason.
When I'm calling you guys, you take 10 minutes to come anyway.
Don't worry about it.
Just fly the plane.
And you know what? Being an air hostess or air host, do men get called air hosts as well?
Air hostess. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Because I've never really heard of just air host. That sounds fobbish. Air hostess. Do you know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. What do you think right now? Hold on.
What? Because there's air hostesses, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I've never heard anyone say, I'm an air host.
Really?
Have you?
Yeah. Because air hostess is what women say they are.
But
I've men
never
say
heard,
they're air host.
I'm an air host. I've never heard someone say that, innit?
Maybe how many air hosts do you know?
I know like three.
And they're women?
Yeah.
That's why you're...
I hear you. But I'm saying...
So
I've never heard it. I've never heard a man say, I'm an air host.
Yeah. You just don't meet them, innit?
No, you don't.
Really. But they are them, innit? Because when you get there, there's like three of them.
Yeah.
Like,
so. When you see one, ask them, innit? Why? What's your job description?
You might say I'm a flight attendant.
I'd like it if they call themselves air hostesses, though. Just because it's like, you know how this fireman... Do you know what I mean?
Like woman,
even if you was a firewoman, you was called a fireman.
And when women play,
are you?
Man on.
Yeah, when they play football, it's man on.
Oh,
bruv,
yeah,
if you're doing
the
air hostess thing, you're an air hostess, bruv. Mm. Like, we don't need to change it up just because you're a man. You didn't do it for the women.
I see what you're
equality,
on.
Bruv.
Yeah, man. Did you see they're bringing gender-neutral toilets? No, they're bringing urinals to... What festival is it? Women urinals.
Huh?
I don't even know how that works.
Women are like, bro, I don't need this.
First of all,
someone
in the comments is going to say you're saying it wrong, but what you can say it however you want.
Urinal.
It's fine. I'm just saying, I'm backing you here. I feel like you are defensive, but I'm backing you here.
Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, they're going to be like, Fred said urinal, VAR, get out of
here.
yeah, girls ain't on it. Man, have to piss. What?
What's everyone the has to standing up?
How? Bear piss on the ankles, like.
I don't understand, man.
It's all running down the inner thigh. Like, how are they going to piss in it?
They're finishing them.
Maybe it's because of maybe people that are like transgender and they have.
Maybe, but they still got the stall toilets. Like, why wouldn't they just all go in there
and piss in the stall?
Yeah, everybody like, can use the stall. Everyone's pissing there. Bro, I don't know what's going on in the world, man. I don't know. Someone's just making it up as they're going along.
It's somebody's job.
So it's
somebody
like,
needs to do something to keep their job. So this is what they've done. That's all it is.
There's something going on.
I want that job. I want the job.
It would be sick to just come with ideas.
I want the job.
And be like, yeah, we need to move with the times.
Big man thing, I want the job. Where is this job? I want it, bro.
Because they're getting paid bread.
You know, like people that come up with new things for like Instagram and Twitter. I want that job as well.
Yeah.
Man are just paid to change
innovation
things.
Innovation lead.
Yeah. Innovation lead.
The LinkedIn.
Oh, that is such.
Yeah, that's the
that
one.
Is a
lead innovator.
Yeah. And you know, man, I only have to do one thing a year. I've innovated.
That's it, I've done it.
What? I've done it.
Check
done
my
it,
performances.
Oh my God.
That means I did good.
What's that?
even if they don't like it, run it, make the change.
Five things you need to know. This. Oh, this is the actual toilet. Oh my
where
God.
Is it? What, where is it?
It's like you have to sit down into it.
Hmm. Where is it? What festival is it? Glastonbury.
Oh, they need to know people. A circle of five and they got a squat. That's mad.
Let me see it.
Come on, man. We're making things harder. We're going backwards. Like, this is literally what they used to have back in, like, I don't know, the 40s,
you
the 30s.
Maybe it was like a complaint that they're just pissing in the grass or something. So
maybe, but you
I,
know,
I
like.
I don't know. Either way, pissing the grass, man. Like,
bro.
I don't give a shit.
They used to have that. Oh, what did they used to call it? Like, around the war times or something like that. And it was like.
The outhouse.
Not even the outhouse. It was just like, it's literally a hole in the bloody floor. And that's where people used to shit. And that was it. I can't remember, but I feel like it begins with L. Not, it was not the loo.
Lavatory. The lav.
The lav. Don't call it the lav.
The lav. I can't remember. Right. Cool.
I got in trouble the other day though, man. It was cool. I wasn't even napping. You know, like sometimes you just lay there with your eyes closed, just resting. I was resting.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sleeping. And then I heard, I knew the house wasn't in tip top shape. And I heard,
I've been getting done for this reason.
I'm not moving, bruv. I'm not going anywhere. Damn. I'm staying right here, bruv. This is safe right now. Because if I get up, onslaught.
Oh,
peak.
Shit.
Hey, it's going to get worse when it's actually you.
Not being helpful
this
around the house.
Done, that isn't done.
It might be the number one killer of men from women, bruv. Not being helpful around the house.
You know?
You've been all right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think she's seen how busy I am.
Bro, it doesn't excuse me. Because
really?
She's like, I'm busy too. She's like, I cooked. I did this. I did that. And I'm like, shit. I actually have no argument for this.
Yeah, you don't. We never do.
All I can say is, I'm not as good as you. You know
that doesn't even save
and
you.
And it don't even save you. Because I'm trying to hit you with a compliment.
They already knew
it.
That.
Yeah.
It's not like they didn't know that. So,
bro.
It's like,
they've
oh
been
my
that.
Days.
It's like telling a richer man, now you're rich. Like, I knew.
Bro. And I've been having, I have stupid stinkers. Like my thing has been with like locking doors. She's very
don't
much
lock
like
door.
Locked the door of the car. And for some reason, bro, I forget to lock the door of my car bare. Like, I'm better with it, and there's nothing inside my car in case anyone thinks there's some shit there. It's
inside,
just seat and steering wheel, bro, and accelerator and brake. But for some reason, I always forget to do it, yeah? And obviously, with these cars, the car's baited me out, innit? You come to the car, the door mirrors is out.
Oh, yeah.
When it's locked, the door mirrors
is
in. Yeah. So she comes and she's like, you didn't lock the car again. I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, my bad, sorry. I'm thinking, you've got the key, just lock it for me. Like, we're in this together, innit? Just lock it for me every single day. And then it got to a point where I put the beep, like, function on, where when you lock it, it makes a beep. So I tried to remember, I didn't hear the beep, lock it. I'm still fucking it up.
Wow.
I'm still
you're
fucking
comfortable, bro.
Brother's
that's a nice street you live on.
You know what I mean?
Oh, do you know what's so mad? Something I realized, yeah? In regards to just cars and mad street living on, yeah? The other day, I came out of my house and I saw a police officer, like, kind of just walking around, but, like, guiding vehicles. And I realized, rah, where I live is actually mad because I haven't seen a police officer in time.
Yeah.
Whereas I realised in end, you're so used to it that when I saw him, I was like, I felt like them guys like, bro, what happened?
What's happening?
So I saw him and then he's guiding like people, whatever. I didn't even go to ask him because I was going out. Then as I couldn't turn left because basically there's a big crash. I'm talking like the person had to be cut out of the car. Mad. Like the roof of the car is there, head on collision, whatever. And I proper realised, rah,
Man don't see police.
But it was so normal.
I'd be on Teams calls and sirens.
Sirens in the back. And I remember that it used to actually not.
Only me, bruv.
Oh.
You know when it's just you and you're thinking, oh,
fuck, man has to go on mute.
Last time I saw police.
And I'm talking.
Did I see police that day? I think I did. Oh. Backrow G was shooting a video on my strip. Mm. And I think that's
new the last time.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With, what's that
man had to
called?
Go cunch.
Had to go cunch. No, no, no.
To get it as was, close to cunch as possible.
No, no, it wasn't even a cunch
I want the cunch feel. No, they got the cunch treatment, said new editor.
The scene was them robbing
the shop. They robbed your local?
Yeah, something like that. They were robbing the
that
shop.
That 10 minute
boot local. I remember, it's with one of these.
How did you even see that from your house?
No, I went to the strip. I was on the strip. I saw him. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, man's just shooting this.
Oh, God, man's just shooting this. He said, this place is far, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's far. That. He said,
so have you got Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Have you got Wi-Fi?
It's
your Wi-Fi, man.
What's the group name? I can't remember, but it's one of the like tech, not techno, but the dubstep sort of groups.
Right.
That's who, not Calvin Harris. I can't remember, but it was one of them. Clean Bandit. I think that's the tune. Never him and Clean Bandit or whatever. And they were doing a tune there. I think that's it.
Yeah,
but that's the last time I saw police,
bro.
Oh no, tell a lie. I saw them 2 days ago.
Wait, was that police coming to stop it or act of police?
No, they were just like I think they were blocking off the road or something like that.
Yeah,
but there was like a little domestics. This is even what I was gonna get to you on the live when I was saying, do we call police enough? Yeah, because me and Lav
just called them the other day.
No, I didn't call them, but when me and Lav were basically walking the dog in it, to
got attacked.
Nah. That's how I got attacked. Yeah, yeah.
But let me do an intro. Let me do an intro. My name is Tevi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
I got a shoe in the house.
He just got attacked.
He just
finished getting attacked.
Just finished fresh. You can see the bite mark on his leg.
It's because he didn't do leg day.
Yeah. All the way. Nigga, overseas, underseas, or guarding him, but even God. Is my nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sight.
Yo.
I hope you're appreciating the production and the provision.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Chris and to Bruno behind the scenes.
Yeah, man. Shout out
the
Hugo,
provision's
man.
Great. We're aspiring. We're working on some ish and we're aspiring. And this is great. It's fantastic. Things are switching. Can we switch to that camera? Which one?
Imagine pointing at different ones. There you go. Look, you have pocket, to follow pocket. The red mic, can you?
You're in games.
It's madness.
Do you see what Gio's got nicked for, though? Like the gun. But you know what he said? The Derringer. Yeah, When I googled it, I was busting up.
Yeah,
man had the little 2-point. He said, I just need him to get off me.
Yeah.
It's just time for them to get off me, though. Like, that is funny to carry one of those. Mm, I went home looking for the little joint. I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it, fam. So,
go on, bro.
But so we were walking the dog or whatever, and then we saw like there was a guy. Mm. All I see is him. The girl was trying to get in the car, and he was shutting the door in it. Yeah.
Yeah,
and not letting her in. Mm-hmm. She starts shouting, obviously, let me in the fucking car, blah, blah, blah. So I'm thinking, rah, what's going on over there? Yeah. But we're walking slower just to see if we can see what's going on in it. Yeah? Yeah? And now they're like tussling, like, get off.
Yeah.
Doing all of that, innit? So we're like, that's mad. Carry on walking. Because obviously we're thinking, oh, that's mad. Like, but we're not the one to type to get involved.
Let's flip it around. Let's say it's the girl in the car and the guy is trying to get in.
No, no, they're both out the car here. So he's standing against the car door.
Oh, stopping her
from getting in. So now he's like tussling her off because she's trying to pull the handle and he's there like that.
Right.
Just trying to like.
And you wanted to call the police?
No, I didn't. But obviously, I'm thinking, Rod, I even said it to Lav, Rod, that's mad. Like, I hope he doesn't hit her or nothing.
So
like,
this could get to call the police?
No, neither of us wanted to, but in my head, I was thinking I should call the police.
So you wanted to?
I wanted. Okay, yeah. As in, like, I'm no.
You thought you should.
I thought I should. He hasn't answered this question yet.
I thought I should.
He said, no, none of us did.
No, none of us was thinking.
I didn't ask if you did call them.
I thought I should. Uh-huh, because in my head, I was thinking, oh, this could turn into something.
So why didn't you?
Because that's not what I do.
Like, what did you do? You just walked off.
I just walked off. And then when I've come back, I've seen the police have been caught.
You're like, rah, mad.
So I'm thinking, rah.
You didn't want to give a witness statement.
Yeah, I'm thinking, rah. Like, people actually out here calling police when
call
they see
police,
things.
Bro. Yeah. Out the window.
Like, straight.
Straight. No
but
need
I was
to.
If it was, even if it was on my doorstep.
The only people I'll call is Ambulam.
That's about it.
I call it Ambulam.
That's about
it's
it.
It's a mad culture, innit?
It's a it's mad culture.
Distrust it's long.
Man, now I'm getting caught.
You have to explain.
It's true. It's long. It's
no
long.
One doesn't want to be involved. But it's not just black people, because there's something in sociology, I think it's called the broken windows theory. Mm-hmm. And it's that if you was to have like a car that was broken into, rather than someone call the police and say, oh, this car's been broken into, more people are just gonna actually go and steal more shit from that car.
Oh, really?
They're more likely to get involved. And then hold on, this theory, that's a theory, but that's not actually what I'm talking about. It's a different experiment. The other one, sorry, that
that's
was that,
not that's not a very true theory though.
No, it's not. No, but that's a theory that they said. Broken windows, if there's a broken window, people are gonna, you'll end up seeing the stereos stolen, but then after a while, if no one's done nothing about it, you'll see that people start to take more things from it because they realize,
really?
Oh, we can get away
that's
with it.
That's not true, bro.
I don't feel like
you don't
true,
think so? Man,
whose theory is this?
I think that's true. I think if there was a car broken into and for a week, nothing's been done about it and that window is just broken, you're going to see that somebody comes in for the stereo and soon enough, people come in for other things to go and check.
I said the wheels will be gone tomorrow.
Bro, you never know.
Nah, I don't think so.
But I related it to the wrong thing. But what they said is that there was like a study where someone was getting like harmed. Like I think a woman was getting attacked by a woman.
Theory. The
first No. I'm not. I realize I applied it to the wrong thing. But a woman's getting...
what?
A woman's getting attacked. A woman's getting attacked. And they basically saw what people would do in their estate that have a clear view of it.
Yeah.
And no one actually got involved. People would actually just watch it and that was it.
No, like more time. I've seen the
attacked
video.
Attacked is mad.
We've all seen the video. It wasn't a theory. It was just a video. It was a test.
A test then, whichever it is.
You're just messing up today, bro.
How? It's a thing.
The first theory didn't apply. The second one wasn't a theory.
What do you mean? I said that there was an experiment. I said experiment. Are you not crazy?
It says theory.
What?
What?
Don't try it. Don't try it.
Is man all right?
What the heck? Move on.
If it's in
you're
the
not
VAR,
even sure.
It's in the VAR.
You're not even
nah, sure. Sure.
He didn't
you
say
said
experiment.
Theory.
He said theory.
Sure
he said the first
theory.
Move, man. It was just a video where like there was a woman getting kidnapped and couples were walking down the street and sometimes the woman would protect her, like stop it, or the man would run off, or like bare different things were happening.
So even so,
what's the conclusion of this test that they did?
Just that people watch things happen.
But
when
people interrupted.
Some people might, but obviously when you do any sort of test, you're going to have different results.
Was it and conclusive?
I don't know what they concluded from it, but what I know is that not everybody stops something when they see something bad happening. Yeah. That's the point.
Of course not.
So when there's a video of that happening, is a theory not concluded from it?
No. Because you haven't seen the test results. If more people jumped in than didn't, then you're wrong, but you don't have the answers.
Yeah, that's the truth.
You don't have the answer. So you haven't actually got the theory of the test. You've just got the test. You haven't got the conclusion.
Yeah, you haven't got the conclusion.
I didn't say I did.
So how are you applying this to the situation?
Because I was saying that when someone's getting attacked, not everyone stops it.
Okay,
and you
he's one, but another person called the police. So that's 1-1. So what's the conclusion?
I'm lost.
I get what you're saying.
I got the helmet. I think you just wanted to give me the helmet.
I wanted to get it off.
That's just ridiculous, bro.
I won't lie. I wanted to get it off.
I didn't even get your rocks off.
He's upset.
I'm not upset. I just don't understand what's going on.
Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. He's sad. I'm not sad.
I don't know. Because if I start saying I shouldn't have it, people start saying, now you've been pushing the helmet. So, you know, I take it like a man. Pause.
Do you not still want to be a millionaire?
Yeah, why not?
Do you believe you still can?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like,
it's not too late.
Not too late, but it's not. Do you believe you still can? Like a millionaire, I'm talking 200 million.
I never wanted to be that.
What did you want to be? 5 million.
Like in this adult age, I never wanted to be that. I've said like 5 to 10, I think is even excessive, to be fair. If I was to be liquid, I'm talking, if I was to have 2 M's in a bank, liquid, I'm fine.
Yeah, you're definitely fine.
In this day, 2 M's is a flyer.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, 2 M's the only reason why I know I want more is because I've seen the house that I'd want to live in. And that one was like 450 M's.
You want to live in a 450 M what, mansion?
What?
He said he wants to...
Oh, did I say 450? Sorry.
What did you say? What were you supposed to say?
I was supposed to say 4.5.
Jesus Christ.
I'll take it.
Thinking, what size is this house, bruv? What the heck? Where do you want to live?
I was thinking, what's wrong with that?
He said 450 million pounds.
Imagine, if you pay 450 mil for a house, you are an arsehole, bruv.
Honestly, bruv.
The hell do you
need? I don't need that.
How many, unless you're Nick Cannon with all them kids, bruv.
You like, don't need no 450.
You don't even need M's. That.
No, that's crazy.
450. That's crazy. Nah,
that is nuts. But yeah, it's 4.5 M. So I'm thinking, if my house is that much, and then I only have 5 or 10. Like, bro.
You know, in life, I don't want too much things to manage. Like, I don't want to have to manage too much things because I've got loads of things. Like, I would rather just have quite a few things and be able to, not necessarily manage it myself, but I don't have to have a whole team. Like, them houses there, you need, like, you're going to be spending, like, 300 grand on cleaning a year. Like, it's serious maintenance. I don't want to have to do that.
I need more money.
I hear that. I'm not saying that your thing's wrong. I'm just saying the reason why I don't gravitate towards that, because I'm just like, I don't have to have people always come through my house to clean the house, and I don't want to have to have that. You I don't mind if the house was worth 900K or a mil, and it's really nice.
The man said, I can't clean the current house as I have now.
And then, of course you can live in this country.
Okay, you're not living in this London, bro.
I'm not living in London right now. I'm moving further out. When I've got that kind of money, I'm not worried about London. Or London weighing. Where did the fuck you, bro? I really
wonder what life would be like living in like a young Shropshire or something like that.
It must be totally different.
I don't know where that is.
I don't like the thought of having to go shopping by 6 PM or you're finished.
Like, I like the thought of
Kent
that.
Was a wake up call when man moved like to Kent.
Yeah,
and man was like, "Oh, man's hungry." It's like 11:30. Man's like, "Yeah, can we just go chip shop?" What?
I like the thought.
It was dark out there.
Let's get it done and let's be inside. Let's be inside, bro. What am I doing out?
It's that vibe of there's no need to be out here. You should have done everything
at 10 PM. Street walker, yeah, neighborhood watch.
Man. Even no, but even
I don't want him to think it was me, man.
Man,
don't want him to think. I saw Fred leave his house at back. All windows twitching. Nah, it wasn't me. I was inside, man. I had my food.
I don't want to be a suspect.
I don't need much, man.
You don't got neighborhood watch?
I don't.
I seen a sign in somebody's window saying neighborhood watch, though. I'd assume we do.
Chatting shit, man. He just doesn't want someone to rob him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How did you get the helmet back? What did you say?
He said the 450 M's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean about that. I've always said that. Much, like, that's why when you ask the question and somebody says, I want to be comfortable, I understand that response. Because I couldn't put a monetary value on it. I just know the house that I saw that I was like, this house is sick, was 4.5. So I'm thinking I need more than that because, again, I'm going to have to do the maintenance. You can't have 4.5 M's and then buy a house.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, but who knows what price it'll be in the future?
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's another crash. I'm hoping.
All they have to say is that there's a crash for there to be a crash, you know.
Bro, that's it.
It's literally, there's a crash.
Because right now,
scream it right now loud enough, it'll happen.
It's crazy out here.
That's all it takes for them to do is, yeah, there's a crash.
One of my brethren even was trying to rent a house. Rental market is dumb. Bro, she got her place, I think, end of May, but she has to move in August because they're putting properties on the market for rent like a few months in advance because there's nothing available.
Landlords are pricks,
if you see it on the site, that means it's already gone.
Yeah.
Do you know how mad that is?
Some things are sold off plan and shit like
there's
that.
There's like 87,000, they said like 87,000 homes are vacant, like new builds.
Mm.
It's vacant because it's just too pricey.
You put the price way too up.
Way too high.
But
too
then my boy said they're not losing money. I'm saying, how can
they're
you not
losing
be,
money,
they
man.
Must be losing money.
Come on.
Unless the government grant is just, I don't know, whatever government thing is just sweetening them.
They still have
like.
To pay for like, remember the hotel thing that I was telling you about the thing that the guy wanted me to pay for or whatever. What part of his pitch was like, look, the reason why we could do it for this price is because we have to still clean the room anyway. So it's better to have somebody in for less than nobody in at all.
Yeah, that's what she asked me. She said she'll never go on one of them things. I said, oh, cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, bro.
Don't trust me. She's starting listening now. Waste of time. Like, have because apparently, if even if you have it just empty, you come in and the smell is mad. Like in an empty room. I was like, what?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it'll just be stale in there. It'll be stale in there. So, no activity, no nothing. Like, but do I think, just onto your question, do you think it's, what, like too late to be a millionaire?
Nah, like not too late. Cool, you can make money, but you know, like remember you asked, why don't people ask, say, when I'm older?
What do you want to be
when you grow up? You know, like, man, want to be this. Like, do you still think, yeah, man's going to have millions?
Yeah.
Like I'm like even this word comfortable. I'm gonna be I want to be comfortable. What is that?
What is comfortable? What is some people just say, oh, I just want my house and my car and that's it. But you still have to have a certain amount of money for that. It's not like money. It's not like you can't earn money no more. Like just because you're comfortable.
In truth, majority of people just don't want to go work.
Oh no, bro. If you was to say, bro, I'm gonna take care of all of your finances and you're on allowance now, man said I don't have to pay for shit. He'll take it.
He'll take it.
He'll take it.
A man can just play out.
He'll take it.
Give me the allowance. I'll budget
he
the allowance,
He or she will
bro.
Take it. Because that's the lifestyle
in
a lot of people want
to
lead.
In my life right now, if I can live this current life right now and not have to go to work, I would take it.
And you know how long you have to wait for that? Yeah, like 68.
They're pushing the age out.
I can barely move and now I can go outside.
Oh. Yeah.
I saw my pension money the other day, yeah?
Yeah.
I was thinking, this isn't enough.
Nah, it's not. I stopped paying that 2 years ago.
Oh, you stopped?
I stopped.
Why?
Because it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. So I put the money into the thing.
Okay, all right, cool. So you're still investing it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Makes sense.
Because
that's what the pension's doing. They're investing. Yeah.
Oh, so you get all of your money. Do they not tax you more if it all comes to you? Because the money they send to the pension, that's not taxable, is it?
What do you mean?
So if the money comes direct to you and not off to pension, do they tax
it?
I
didn't do the research.
No. You get that. Research. I don't know if you get taxed more, but of course you get more money.
What is it? Yeah.
Your company matches your contribution.
Yeah.
But you're missing out. Are you still getting it from your company?
Yes.
But then you're choosing to put it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some companies let you do that.
Yeah.
Some companies don't.
It might be six percent, depends, there's really good, so then if he
keeps the 4%, does he get taxed on that 4%? But because when before
I don't know how
oh because yeah. before, I'm sure before
I don't
it,
know how he's got it set up.
Yeah if it goes yeah. off to the pension I'm sure it's not taxable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah that's sometimes why they do it, because there's those facts
like,
there.
Nah, let's do this. I was like, I'll do it.
Yeah. Because you can have separate, you can have your own private pension. In certain countries, it's mad. I think Sweden, it can be like 20%. Like sometimes they're contingent.
But that's out of your peas. Unless they're Sweden's matching that 20%, then I don't.
It's mad. It's like the way it works is mad. The amount of money that you put in, it's like people from cells and that. It's mad.
When I get to that age, I pray I don't have to live off my pension.
But big man Ting.
You pray.
Yeah. I don't think I will. Like,
I don't pay a pension.
Yeah.
Yeah, do something else.
And that's what they're doing.
And I get 8% to 10% return.
Yeah.
8% to 10% return, much better.
So you can get any time.
That's pretty much what they do with it. But I looked at it and I said, all right, if I multiply.
I'm I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This by 30, no, because it's been about however many years. Yeah, if I multiply it by the next 30 years, whatever the sum is,
if you was to stay still, like not earn anymore, and even inflation, like, so it's like my money's even worth
less. I have to die within a year after I've retired, bro.
I need to kick the bucket soon, bro.
This is finished, bro.
Bro, there's people outliving their pensions to a point where you're thinking, fam, it's not even worth living if I'm gonna be poor by the end of it.
And I'm still living, and I've got no money left from you taking. I could have used that back then.
Yeah, bro.
How about that? I could have used that extra.
Do you know what's so mad? I think it was. Do you remember BHS? British Home Stores.
Yeah. The guy.
Do you remember that, Chris?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
They basically, he said, finish the sentence. You know, like,
So
basically, they had an issue where it was either that they've gone bankrupt or something like that, and all the pensions gone. So everyone that worked for their pension, gone. They ran away with it. Fraud.
BHS. What is it? What is it? A pension company?
No. So they're just they're a retail store. And something happened with the company where it's gone under, and they've gone away with the pension.
But the pension shouldn't be with the company.
It shouldn't. But it's like there's been some next siphoning of money. Found out pension money's gone. Mad.
I'd be fuming.
You'd pull up outside man's house.
Who's you? I think I'm with Scottish Widows.
Scottish Widows. I'm with Aviva.
I had Aviva at one point. I need to do a merger.
Then it was like purple satin.
Yeah. I need to merge mine. You know they say pension bees get. I need to actually look at everything together. But it's like, I don't know. It's like I'm waiting for myself to get old and be like, how much money I got here?
Yeah. Big man thing. If man gets to the age. Like,
when do you want to kick the bucket? Fuck it.
I've said this, bro. I'm not trying to go to 100 and nothing, bro. I don't want to see
Give me
that
your age. Give me your age.
Listen, if I've got to the pension and there's 400 in there, give me 2 years. I'm a spender. Quick, bro. I'm going through it, bro. What am I doing to 100? I'm a pay off the mortgage so the kids can have whatever. Yeah. Like, if it's not a rent, but... give me 2 years, we're going through this, bruv. Cruises, holidays, all sorts. Like, we're going through it, bruv. I'm not investing. I'm not investing it. I'm not even giving kids. This is for me, bruv.
You didn't work for this. You didn't put in for this. I got some money for you over here.
I've been saving you lot's private thing, but this is for me, my guy.
Word.
You're going to see me burning.
About the pension, it feels like the government is paying me out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the only thing that was like, nah. I want
because there's government pension money.
I don't even want assets. I don't want assets with my pension money. This is strictly
selfish spending.
Cash.
Money.
This yeah, is yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to. I don't want a car. I want a helicopter ride. I don't want
one day.
Yeah,
man got pensioned and then went for excursions.
Yeah. I want to blow it. I don't want to see nothing that says I spent 50,000. I don't want to see it, bro.
Yeah,
I want it gone. I just want memories to die with. That's it. We're gone. Out.
Oh man.
It's long. Even the insurance has run out. It's expired after it's done. It's finished.
Yeah, it's gone.
The average
pension is what, as in by the time that they've
low end is 15,000.
Yeah.
Jesus like, Christ.
Wait, so the average pension, you said if you're, it can be 15K?
The low end.
At the low end.
Firstly, they're saying it should be 80% of your current salary.
Yeah.
18?
80%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to be making 80 grand a month. I mean, 80 grand a year as your pension.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
So if you make if you make 100K right now, you should be making 80K a year.
18. No, 80K a year
as your pension.
Yeah. Well, what's the math there? I'm spun.
I don't
That's
get
80%
this.
Of 100.
Yeah. How's your pension going to be 80% of your
wages? I don't get it.
Go on.
So if you make 100 grand.
Yes.
Yeah. Right now, a year.
Yeah.
What you want is your pension when you retire.
To be 80% of. Okay. Oh, I get you. I thought you meant the contributions.
At the moment, most people are making 30K.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But man can only live for a year.
Bro.
Because I've only made.
I'm done out here after that.
Done.
No,
30K a year for the rest of your life.
Is what they're giving you.
Oh.
I thought you meant the whole pension. 80 bags.
I'm thinking, big man. Done out
here,
bro.
Thanks for your service. We're done. 80 bags, there you go.
Oh, I was about to say, 30 bags I'm finished, a year. Bro. But the thing is,
I would have lost my eyesight, bro.
I don't even need to
see nothing, man.
If you've managed to pay off all your mortgage and you got low bills, and you're collecting three bags a year, depending on your lifestyle.
A year or month?
I mean a month, sorry.
Yeah.
That might be fine.
Okay, so wait, let me just double check I've got this right. So if I make 100 a year, once I retire, I'll get 80 a year.
Yes,
that's what they're saying it should be.
If you do it properly.
80 a year for how long are they saying?
Yeah, what's the average lifespan?
I don't know if it's till you die. I think when the money runs out, that's it. Yeah. Man ain't gonna be like, rah, he's 105. We still paying him 80.
I want it in a lump sum.
You want it all in one?
What about that next? Give me now.
Give me.
You want it? I could die.
Man wants to hit the bank of withdrawal.
Heavily, I swear.
That's brazy. No,
don't give me lump sum. Don't give me lump sum.
No, give me lump sum.
I've been getting money monthly for most of my life. And now at the end, you want to hit me with...
At the end.
I'm going to be like, I'm rich.
Because this is when you're supposed to die.
No.
No,
so
bro.
Say you've been given your pension for 40 years. And now they're going to give you what you should have had 1 year at a time. But you die next year. So they vote. Say you was meant to get 400 bags, they only gave you 40.
Give it to someone, innit?
I want it, bruv. I worked, bruv. So how would you give it to who?
After you blow it, you can have your state pension.
What's
that?
The state pension.
But that's horrible, man. People can't live off that. Yeah.
That's tight. But at that age,
somebody needs to pay.
I'm not going to the club. The bills are done. The mortgage should be done at that age.
By God's grace.
I just need food and electricity.
I remember when I was at HSS and my manager was there and he was on 23 or 24K. And he's like, bro, like, I've been at this company 16 years. My mortgage is paid off. All my kids have gone.
Where did he live?
He lived in Bermondsey, Jamaica Road.
Oh, wow. Oh,
so he knows his house is
a dump. Oh, yeah.
He's like, bro, and he used to sleep at work. Man used to come and put his head on the table and just sleep, chill, do whatever. And he's like, bro, I'm not going to get more money. I'm good. Yeah. I was like, do you know what? I respect you.
But the thing is, if he was old, and you was like, right, pension's gone, man needs to make bread, what would you do? Like, what do you think you would do to make money?
It's time to die. He's asking me, will I go to work again? It's time to go.
Going to work again is bad. But you,
to go, man.
But something serious is going on. You're like, bro, I don't know. Great grandkid has come along.
Nah, man.
It's a great grandpa.
It's time to die.
And you're there like, I ain't got enough bread for this. I'm out of it.
For what? You have parents. Yeah. Like me for, bro. You've got parents, bro.
Yeah, I hear that. So I'm not going back to work. If my pension is done and I finish working, so I'm not going back.
At that point of being a pensioner, at some point, like, if I'm alive, I should be in a position to be, like, philanthropic.
To be giving money.
I should be in a position to be giving people money.
Yeah,
I'm not, then fuck it.
I've been giving my whole life. I'm going to give again.
Yeah, you might as well.
Nah, I'm good.
Have like projects.
If I'm relying on pension,
I'm volunteering.
I'm not doing philanthropy and pension.
Fuck it. I'm going to be a nosy old guy. I'm going to be in all of your business. I'm starting Neighborhood Watch. Straight. I'm going to be busy somehow.
Bro, that's how you keep busy. I'm going to keep busy, bro. Like when you're old and.
Make sure man's maintaining the community, bro. I'm going to annoy everybody.
I'll go to the allotment or something, man. Make tomatoes, bro.
Man, start selling tomatoes.
I
wouldn't want to go back to work.
My old ass in the office, it would be like David and Gemma Love
Island.
old motherfucker in this office.
So what are you doing here?
Pressing the enter button slow and that. Like I'm looking, press it, look up.
Yeah. The thing is, he grew up and lost all his skills.
No. But the thing is, if you look at like when like your parents are just using WhatsApp, you're like, bro, all you have to do is this. They don't get it.
To be fair, by that time there would have been a new technology that we're not up on.
Bro, if you look at me, if someone says like, bro, TikTok is the Matrix to me, bro. I look at his green numbers, bro. It's like, what? FYP for you, what?
How do I do this, bro? TikTok is pissing me off as well, man.
Bro.
I don't understand the algorithm.
I'm putting good shit up there, bro. Laugh at my shit. You mad? Share it.
I don't understand it at all. Bro. It comes where it wants, bro.
And I've realised we're going to be, you know, our parents, they're on Facebook. And we're like, Facebook, allow it. We're on Instagram.
Twitter.
Us on Instagram and Twitter, we're being left behind.
It's already started. We don't even know.
I know TikTok is not even the app that the new ones are on. I know there's another one. Like, I know there is.
They're coming back to Snapchat though.
Who?
The kids.
Yeah, I know.
They like that privacy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, tell me where to be.
I don't want to be there.
Two reasons. You don't want to be there, and he wants to know where to be. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
That's when you know you're old. When you're like, oh shit, they're still moving. Fam,
where
would I do?
Where to go, bro? Because I know right now, Instagram to me is dead.
Just age.
Like, Instagram, apparently, it's just dead now.
I'm clutching onto Instagram. You're mad. I just got to take, I'm on 11K. Instagram, I just got here. Facebook, we're staying bro. You're going to like my pictures.
Man tried to go metaverse. I'm in there and there's not enough people in there, bro. Hey, it's
fam,
too far ahead.
You know, like the people like 50 to a million. They've already clocked IG. Man's just
you're crazy.
What?
I just got here. Everyone's drunk. Everyone continue drinking. We're drinking now, bro. Shots. Everybody have one because I just got here. You guys are leaving.
It's like ordering delivery at a barbecue. The food is done. Anyone want something? You missed it, man.
I'm staying hairy, boy. Done. That's why I know, man's old.
I watched a banging film the other day. I like going old school. You know films with an old aesthetic?
Mm. Yeah.
It's called The Talented Mr. Ripley. Have you seen it?
Oh, no. I've heard of it, though.
It's got Matt Damon.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that, no.
Is it Christian Bale? It's not Christian Bale. It's Jude Law.
Yeah.
And it's not Anne Hathaway. What's the white? Gwen
Stefani.
I think it's Paltrow. Yeah,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. And she's the Iron Man lady, isn't it?
Is that who she is?
That's the babe.
Oh, right. Okay.
Is that Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think so. She's aged well. Like, she looks better as a she's more mature. She looks more. She wasn't smoky when she was younger, but she look now.
Yeah, I think she's a cool redhead thing, innit?
Mm.
Yeah,
she look all right. There's something with Nigerians and redheads or Irish women, you know, like the Ghanaians like Irish women.
I don't know about that, but I know there's a lot of Nigerians redheads in. Nah, I've never seen any Ghanaian with
someone a ginger.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran.
Should you remind him?
Who?
Oh, no, me.
Yeah, no, not that. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy. Yeah.
Oh, what about me? What? Who I did?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. I've done a ginger. What?
The man has got affinity.
You don't see what it's saying. The
man is in bondage. The man is in the spirit realm.
So, nah, don't worry about it. Yeah. So the film's called, yeah. Basically, there's Matt Damon, who's in America, and he works for this guy, I think. His dad is like a rich guy, and he's got a son.
Mm.
Maybe, I think, supposed to take over the business. I weren't really paying attention in the first 5 minutes. You know, things are just happening.
Yeah.
So settled into it. His son's all in Italy, innit?
Mm.
Says to the Matt, oh, go to Italy and bring my son back for me. Thinking, like, the relationship's a bit rocky here. What's going on? You know, one of the rich kids that don't like his dad went to one Princeton or something
like that.
And he's all on this thing like, oh, yeah, everyone's jerks in this school. Everyone thinks they're smart. It's just rich idiots, blah, blah, blah. So he's flown over. He's flying out to Italy to go and get the son back. Dad said, I'll pay him $1,000. I'm thinking, $1,000 to bring your son? Go do it yourself,
man. Yeah, bro, that's not enough.
I need like 30 bags.
Yeah, I need 30 bags. Or at least all inclusive.
I've got allowance, but I am going to spend this, innit? But when I return, I'm going to need something solid. Like, this could take me 3 months to get him.
I don't know
what you lot's relationship is saying.
Yeah, this could be crazy.
I'm going to need 30, my guy, about 1K, bruv.
1K, I'm trying once. Big man, come back. You know,
like,
no.
Said, no, come.
Like, so I want my
bro, I tried to get him. He
said you're a prick, man. He said if he sees you, he'll bang you in your face. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if you want that.
It's more complex than I thought.
He's at the airport and he's bucked another rich babes, innit? So they're all doing, you know, rich babes. So, oh, you're a da-da-da. Like, you're what's a rich name? Like
your
account,
like on a last name basis. Oh, you're a squire. That's not a last name.
No,
what's a squire? That's like a pauper or something, isn't it?
Give it.
What's a squire?
You fucked up.
I said you're a squire.
What's a squire?
You're hot round town. What's a last name? Not like a. No,
I know what you mean. Like, what can I think of it?
There's ones and they're like inbred.
You're a Murdoch.
Yeah, you're a Murdoch.
Yeah.
Wolverine, like them kind of upper echelon things, isn't it?
You're a Murdoch. She's hitting with that. And he's lying because the Murdoch is the Avedon.
Okay, the rich family.
So he's lied, but he's got his all his details in there. He said, I'm this, I'm that, because he's worked for the family, so he knows a bit of the ins and outs.
Mm.
She says, I'm a. Let me get another name. Yeah, she says I'm a Walgreens.
Mm.
Into whatever we're into, we sell this, my family owns that. Cool, hopped on the flight. She's into him, she's taking a look at him.
Mm.
She's like, yeah, you're calm still. And plus you're a Murdoch.
Mm-hmm.
Rich have to marry rich.
Yeah, this is good. Perfect.
Got on the flight, got out there, he's gone to buck the sun. He's seen him because they've all gone same school. Or maybe he's lying, I don't know, he might have tricked me. Seen him on the beach. And he's trying to make it look like he's been out in Italy, innit?
Yeah.
So he's ran past him, but his skin's all like pasty and white, innit?
Yeah.
So he ain't got no tan. He's looking fresh, like fresh white skin.
Yeah.
Don't he just all ran past him and he's come back like he's just come out of the water and he says, oh, yeah, we went to school together, la la la. He's like, so why are you so white, bruv?
Yeah.
How long you been out here?
Yeah, you ain't been around there. You ain't been inside.
Your skin is white, bruv. Tan or some shit. He's all like, I went to school, boom, boom, boom.
Mm.
And the babes, Gwen, what's her name? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Mm. Said, oh yeah, come for lunch later, innit?
Mm.
You know, nice in that. Mm. You ever seen someone and said, oh yeah, come to my house for lunch?
Oh, lovely.
I'm not doing that. I have to feed somebody else.
Trust.
I'm barely feeding myself.
Remember,
your missus was looking like, what? You just invited somebody in. Now I have to cook and I have to do this. No way, I'm not hosting. Way.
You know, like, remember I put the thing up where it showed like the regions of like where people, if you go to their house, they'll feed you, innit?
Yeah.
So if people come to your house, you won't feed them.
No, I feed
not like, not like us. Yeah. Not us.
Yeah.
But if someone came to your house, would you feed them?
No, who is this person coming to my house?
No, I feed people. I feed people.
No, but why are they at my house? Like, if somebody comes to do...
Like, Jehovah's Witness. Whatever, you feed Jehovah's Witness.
If your neighbor comes over for a chat,
no, I'm not feeding him, bruv. He doesn't even enter the house. We're talking on the
doorstep, he should feed bruv. Me, bro. You came here. You came into my house. Yeah, why didn't you we're come bear and give?
Come with the casserole,
so,
bruv.
Yeah, what so no one's ever come to your thing with a peach cobbler or nothing like that.
We, don't, we live in England.
We live in England.
Man is scared to ask for sugar, bro. If I run out of sugar, I'm going Tesco.
This place is raggedy.
Yeah, do you know how mad that is that you can actually go to the neighbor's house and be like, can I get sugar? Big man go to the
fucking petrol station, bro.
Because you're going to need this again tomorrow.
You do that. Come jump on the back. Yeah.
Literally, a few days ago, a woman knocked on my door and offered some milk. And I don't talk to her. She's like 3 stories low, yeah?
Mm.
I gave her milk. Woman says, can I have some more?
Whoa.
I said to her, you got more milk than me now.
Yeah, yeah.
So
word.
I gave her some of my milk. I had less milk in my cup, in my milk than she had in her cup. And I was like, no.
She came up 3 doors, 3 floors.
She what? Tried a few people.
She
then.
Tried a few people.
Well,
She's got bare milk from everybody.
That, I don't trust you.
Khalees, bruv.
The only reason why I would do something like that is give them some, is because I'm thinking, this is it. This is my chance of somebody saying, thank you for giving me milk. I'm a millionaire, by the way. Here's your million.
I'm with you still. Yeah, some of my... You passed the test. You're such a good person.
It happened. Yeah, like, I remember the time I found the wallet and I opened it up. There was like a £10 million check. And I was like, I need to find this woman. Check was expired, but I had all her driving license, all her cars, and I was like, that I need was... to find this woman. But she was living in like Guildford.
Expired £10 million check. Nah, that's the secret. That's some laws woman, of attraction bro. Shit. She didn't have it. She didn't have it. She said one day I'm gonna cash this check. I don't know how I'm gonna get there.
I was furious.
That's some Esther Hicks.
Then my house got raided and the police took it.
You're lying.
So she was pissed.
Oh. And
you know, like I didn't want it to look like I was banging fraud on her.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I was
that's
like,
mad.
Hey, take it. I don't need it.
I found the wallet.
I found it. Just be going. So yeah, this Mr. Ripley Don, he's bucked. Yeah, so he's gone for dinner, gone for lunch at their place, and he started hanging around him. Then basically he's a good impersonator, isn't it? So Gwyneth has gone inside to get a drink or something to make her a martini or some shit.
Yeah.
And he's gone, oh, like, what's your talent? Everyone's got a talent or something. He's like, oh, I'm a good impersonator. So he impersonated his dad, innit?
Mm.
Dude's all getting chills down his spine. He's like, how did you?
Yeah,
you sound just like him. I got chills. So yeah, my dad sent me, your dad sent me to come and get you.
Yeah.
And he said, oh yeah, let's double team this, innit? Let's play him, innit? Let's get some more money.
Let's enjoy
ourselves and maybe I'll come back.
Figure this out in a while,
innit? So... they've gone to get more money out of the bank. He's all writing letters to the dad saying, yeah, I'm with him. We're talking. I'm working on getting him back, but we're going to need this much.
We're going to need more.
You need to do something. So they started partying, hanging out with each other. He didn't bring many clothes, so now he's wearing his clothes and that.
Cool.
They're gone party.
I thought it was going to be a one-day trip.
Yeah. he's moved in. He's got a room at the spot. But now he's starting to fall for him, innit?
Mm.
Matt Damon's falling for Jude.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's in the bath. They're playing chess, I think, and he's gone, can I get in? Even me, I sat up, I said, hold on a minute, what?
Wait, what?
Jude is in the bath.
He's a homosexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He needed to, I just didn't know what's going on. When you said get in, wait, get in what?
This is what Jude said. Jude looked at him like,
are you a homosexual? A homosexual?
Jude looked at him like, what? I'll get out. You can get him when I got out.
Yeah, yeah,
he said,
yeah.
That's what I meant. He's like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you did not. No, bro, you didn't.
But it was a brazy scene. Jude's in the tub naked. Matt's fully clothed. Man said, can I get in? I said, what do you mean right now, bruv? With me in it, bro. So he got out, yeah.
But whilst I'm still here.
He got out, cock out, all flaccid, walked past Matt. Matt's all looking at cheek.
Rah!
Jude has seen him in the mirror looking at his cheeks. And he, all shy and that. Yeah.
Because he's like, rah, what's that you got on there?
You know, like that. So, yeah, the story's evolved that he's homosexual, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So now one of Jude's other mates, also from the same school, has come bucked him and was like, I don't remember you from our school.
Mm.
Cool, but he wants to go sightseeing. So they've gone to another part of Italy And the Donnie's come along and is like, yeah, we're going here tonight. So he's like, oh, I can't really go sightseeing. Do you want to come party? He's like, nah, I'm going to go sightseeing. He's gone off, boom, boom, boom. They've gone partying. Jude's all upset now, innit? Matt's upset. Jude's come back. And Matt is trying on more of his clothes again.
Oh, so now he's like into him like that.
Yeah, so he's upset. He's got back to the house first, and now he's in the mirror all singing and dancing with like Jude's like tuxedo and shirt, but he's pantless, innit? Yeah, he's even got a man's shoes on.
Wow.
So now Jude's all bursting and say, what's going on there, bruv? Are you serious, bruv? Take my stuff off. He's all hiding behind the chair. Like, I'm sorry. Ryan took the clothes off, boom, boom, boom. Now, the other Don that's friends with him is on him. He's like, nah, this guy's weird, man. Get rid of him. So they've gone out on a little boat cruise. All four of them have gone out. Gwyneth, Jude, Matt, and the other friend from school. And then Gwyneth's upset. Matt's upset at the front reading his book. Jude's gone downstairs in the boat to shag Gwyneth. There's a little peephole that Matt's looking through, watching them shag. The mate's seen Matt watching them. Said, he started calling him. What are you looking at, bruv? He started reading his book again. Now, skip forward. Matt and Jude have gone on their separate boat cruise, innit?
Yeah.
And they're all arguing about, oh, I know you love... No. Jude got another woman pregnant, and then the other woman killed herself.
Oh,
Jude was furious because the ambulance didn't come in time, innit?
Yeah.
Matt knew why he was upset, but Gwyneth didn't.
Right.
So now he's gone on a little boat cruise, and he's like, I know why you're upset. Why don't you just tell her you're a bad person and you love me. You love me as a brother, but you love me. All this. And then they started rocking, innit? Middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Man hit him with the boat paddle.
Ooh.
Opened up his face. Started pouring out, gushing. So he's killed. They're rocking, but he's killed him properly now, innit? Then he's sunk the ship. Put rocks in it, sunk the ship. Man. And now
Matt killed Jude.
Matt killed Jude.
Matt is the one that came to collect Jude, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt's now killed Jude.
Yeah.
So then Matt has gone back to the house and has checked in, but he's got Jude's passport. And Jude, he just switched the pictures on the passport.
Yeah. So now he's pretending
to be Jude.
And because he's a good impersonator.
And now, he doesn't even have to do that because he's not pretending to Gwyneth. He's pretending
because Gwyneth knows him.
Yeah, but he's pretending to the Miss Walgreens that he met at the airport because now he's fucked her again.
Now he's actually got
because he's already so said
he already said he said
So he's got it. Then he's all gone to the theater and he likes theater, but they didn't put Jude as a theater person in it. But Matt likes it, so he's like, yeah, I'll go theater. And then they're like, oh yeah, Jude will never be caught here.
Yeah.
But he's showing her a different side. So she thinks, oh right, he must like me.
I never
thought he'd be on this.
Yeah.
Then he's bucked Gwyneth at the thing, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But he's ducking Gwyneth because they're looking for Jude.
She knows,
doesn't know he's impersonating him. But he's ducking her because he knows he's killed Jude.
So
now he's like, where's Jude? And he wrote a fake letter, forged it, signature, because he's even bucked his signature, innit? So he's like, yeah, he wrote this letter. He says he's just disappearing, like he doesn't want nothing to do with anything again, innit? So he's now moved into a new place impersonating Jude, like using Jude's money. He's got Jude's clothes. He's even decorating the place his own way.
Wow.
The other guys come to the house and like, where's Jude? Looks at his shoes. Right, you're wearing Jude's shoes, bruv.
Man's even wearing his shoes.
Wearing everything.
Man wore man's shoes.
You open the door, starts looking around like, where's Jude? Jude wouldn't buy this.
Yes,
where's Jude? Then he's smashed his head in.
What, the guy that came?
No, Matt smashed in the friend's head in with like a statue, smashed his head
in. You're going to have to just keep
killing people because somebody's going to get to the bottom of this.
Took him outside, pretending he was drunk. There was a partner walking by, a couple walking by. He was like, oh, he's just drunk. Put him in the car, dumped him. Then the police came the next day, said, oh yeah, we found this body. People said they saw him come out of hair, but they're not going to give a proper witness statement because it was a guy cheating on his wife. So they're not going to court, otherwise then the wife knows that the guy was cheating.
Oh, the guy that saw
one of them was on the like, wait, how did you see him?
Both of you gonna have to come to court. He said, fuck it. It's not worth it.
So I'm not coming. So the police are on them, on him. And Gwyneth is like, where's Jude, man? Like, and then they found Jude now as well, dead. Yeah, said the boats come up, said, oh yeah, we've seen like who rented it, blah, blah, blah. You was there. But they couldn't pin him. So now he's trying to skip town, go to another something in Italy, and he's called up the dad, innit? So the dad's on the way over. Like he's forged a suicide note now.
Oh, mad.
So then they've dropped the initial guy off the case because I think there was like, I can't remember what they said, but he's skipped town and then he's bucked the girl that he met at the airport, Walgreens babes. She's got a gay friend, innit? So he reached out to the gay friend like, oh, I want to give like a witness statement or something, but at the police station over there in a different town. So they've got there, he's given the statement and then they're like, oh yeah, we're just, why is it taking so long? Oh yeah, we're just flying in the officer from the other city. So he's all nervous in the chair thinking, I thought he was like, is that of their jurisdiction?
Yeah, why are they coming back?
But it was a different officer. The dad's come over now. He said, oh yeah, like I thought something like this would happen. Then he's
what, the suicide?
Yeah, then but Gwyneth's now pulled up and was like, nah, you did this. Because basically Jude had a ring that he would always wear, innit? And then she caught, he was wearing it. Oh, he was wearing it when the friend came over, friend's seen it now. Mad. But that's why he killed him. Then Gwyneth went in his pocket
and found the ring.
She was like, why have you got his ring?
Yeah.
He was in the bath. He was like, wait, I'm coming. We'll go out of the bath quick, robed up.
Yeah.
Got, what's the razor thing?
Oh, yeah.
So he clipped it in, put it in his pocket. She's all backing up to the door slowly.
A
man's, now he's cut himself in his pocket. His hands all bleeding. You can see the blood coming through the white robe. It's peak. Then, then the gay friend pulls up. So he's in the house because he gave him a key because he wanted to shag later. And he said, just come back when you're ready, innit? But Gwyneth was there, crying. You think, what's going on? Dad's come, patting the whole situation, told the police, yeah, don't worry about it, man. My son's...
Yeah.
So they're all cutting. Gwyneth's all shouting, I know it was you. I know it was you. But they've got her out of there.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's causing a scene.
Because I think they've also tied him to two more deaths as well. I think he accidentally killed someone in Princeton, so they didn't want it to come out.
Right.
Okay. So they were like, yeah, we got to get this. Yeah, just close everything. Close the case. We don't need no investigation. Close it. Then now, Matt is on a boat with his new gay lover and Miss Walgreens. The gay lover's gone inside to the room. Walgreens has come to chat to him. He's like, yeah, I'm on, like, because now he knows that he can't bounce between the two with these two. So he goes to the room and kills Donnie as well.
Man, he's just bodying everybody just so he can pretend to be somebody else, bruv.
It's nuts.
That's mad.
Wow.
Talented Mr. Ripley. Old school film.
Is that to do with Ripley's thing as well?
What, House of Mysteries or whatever?
Is that tied into that?
I don't know.
Wow.
I think it might just be a name thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very quick one before we get out of here. I saw something on Instagram.
What was it?
Very quickly, actually. I think, am I still connected to the Roadcaster?
Should be. Yeah. Should we slap headphones on?
Yeah. Very quickly. Yeah. I just want to see what everyone thinks about this. Hold down. My bad. Continue. Now. Oh, what is going on? Oh, now all the messages are coming in. All right, here we go.
As a man, if you're dating a girl and she don't have at least like two good girlfriends, like 10 years plus, I wouldn't fuck with her. Because you don't know how to have emotional mature relationships.
Break that down.
Like, being emotionally mature is a thing. You know how to handle your emotions. You know how to respond.
You know how to communicate.
You know how to communicate. If I cannot... I am a woman that likes to be around powerful, strong, smart, spiritual women. People who are stronger than me in certain areas because iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. I need to be around somebody that's not easily offended. I need to be around somebody that knows how to be like, no, no, no.
We get the point.
Yeah. That's a valid point. Yeah, that's very valid, fam.
Yeah, 100. Have some friends. So, yeah, definitely what? Tenure. What the hell?
Like, how can you go through 30 years of life and your friends, your closest people, you've only known for like 2 years or?
Impossible.
Impossible, bruv.
No.
So that's the thing to qualify out, yeah?
That's something.
If you meet a girl and she ain't got like close friends for a long time, but she said, oh, I've had a madness back then. I had a good friend, but they snaked me and now.
Nah, but you got to have more than one. If everyone's snaking you,
the problem.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I mean,
there could be, but there's a thing like, say for example, we're friends.
Yeah.
And my friends are all your friends as well. Mm-hmm. But something's gone down and now they feel like they can't chat to me. Mm. But it's not something mad. Do you know what I mean? But it's just the thing where it's like, now we can't chat. I can kind of hear that. Mm. But at the same time, it's like, it was mad enough for people to just... Months. Yeah, bruv. Like, I don't understand somebody who could say, not one friend. Like, I don't need to have bare friends from time ago. Because I don't have bare friends from time ago.
Yeah, true.
Not one friend that is like, I don't think I've got friends
in like the last 2 years.
Yeah. There's some years where I didn't meet no new people still.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's what I find interesting is that there's different flags, but I don't feel like people pay attention to those kind of flags.
You don't usually.
Be like, oh, that's your brethren, and you might even ask how long you've known.
Some people that I have said in my life that I thought, wow, where's all your friends?
Yeah, but you realize that years later sometimes.
No, I definitely years later, but I realized that, like, say for example, we go somewhere, or is you have an event. Mm. And then I go to this event of yours and everybody that you've invited to this event is new because you met them through me.
Or something like that.
And it's like, bro, where was your friends before you met me?
Like, why is everyone gone?
Like, why do I know everybody here? I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I've just met you a year ago, but everybody at your thing, I know. Yeah. That's a bit weird to me.
That's peculiar.
Everybody here, I know.
That is peculiar.
How? I only just met you. It's like either your friends before I met you, like somehow we never crossed paths, but all our friends were actually mutual.
Yeah.
That's impossible, bro. That's impossible. I would at least know of you
if all our friends were the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting flag, isn't it? That's interesting because I would see it as a flag, but do people look out for flags of like how you even have relationships outside of this relationship that we're trying to build?
Nah.
Like, do people look at, you know, how you treat your family? Obviously, there's like, oh, how he talks to his mum is rude, all that kind of stuff. We see that. But, like, are you looking at, rah, like, your friends, though? Like, what's their situation saying? Or how do you know them, rah? Like,
you should, but I don't think people do. I know I don't. Because it's like, the way you treat somebody else doesn't always necessarily mean you're going to treat me like that.
And it's risky, though, isn't it?
No, it is, but I'm saying...
Because the evidence points towards something mad.
I can only go off myself. So if I think of other people the way I act, do you know what I mean? So
for example,
I know I'm gonna shout at my younger brother. I'm not gonna shout at Lav.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not in that same, like, that's it's never gonna happen. Like, so there's different types of relationships. It's the same way, like, I might be cussing you, man, or whatever. I'm not gonna cuss my do you know what I mean? Yeah, like, we'll banter, like, everything is different. There's different relationships, innit? But still, I think just in terms of if it comes to your attention that this person only has new friends, you do need to figure out why that is.
What if they say, oh, my friend snaked me? Do you know what I mean? They give you a good story to say, oh, friend snaked me.
Fred snaked me. Yeah, like, I know, but I'm saying, okay, fair enough. But that would mean so you're telling me only Fred was your friend at that time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, two good friends, but they're gone.
I need you to have some friends of longevity, bruv.
Yeah. longevity.
I'll say it correctly if that's the right way to say it.
That's not even the right way to say it.
Yeah. How'd you say it?
Longevity. He said it wrong so much, he doesn't even have to say it right now. Longevity. Calm.
Look for flags, guys. Not just in terms of how they treat you. Look at everything outside, because there's more to the story in it. But it was an interesting thing that I saw.
That is interesting.
Guys, members... Shout out all the members already if you've joined. If you're on Patreon again, move over. Remember, we're making that transition. So make sure you join the memberships. If you're on that platinum side, you get this merch with discount. You can get discount on merch only if you're a platinum member. Show them the back. If you're not a platinum member, you can pay full price for it. It's down to you. Remember, we got gold and then we got bronze as well. Check that out. We even got a nice video there and all these kind of things there to explain things. Check out all the tiers. Shout out to everyone that's already bought the merch. There's more merch coming. We might even do some competitions about design and merch. Might get some bread, you might get some, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna work that out. But is there anything else that we got to plug? Like, comment, and subscribe, of course.
Shout out to Chris and Bruno, man.
Chris and Bruno, yeah, every single time. Appreciate it. It's a lovely space. And yeah, we're gonna see some more progress and all these kind of things with the visuals. So appreciate you guys every time for the support always. And other than that, you know the theory, bro.
Nice, baby, it's crazy.
Cool.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.